Government has attributed the drop in the recent corruption perceptions index by Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, to various factors, including concerns around the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency forensic audit report and abuse of Constituency Development Fund resources. Zambia's Corruption Perceptions Index, CPI, score declined by 2 points from 39 out of 100 in 2024 to 37 out of 100 in 2025, marking the first drop in 5 years and signaling challenges in sustaining anti-corruption efforts. Speaking during a press briefing, Information and Media Minister Cornelius Mwitwa said the rating is as a wake-up call for government to intensify its fight against corruption. He has challenged TIZ and other stakeholders not only to issue reports but also to provide practical solutions that can help address corruption in the country.
It was and is expected that the CPI for 2025 would reflect in the manner it has done because of the transaction in the fight against corruption and corruption-related activities that have stormed the public domain in the year under analysis and discussion. Firstly, we do acknowledge that the ZAMSA report, which expose glaring corruption activities under the Ministry of Health, surely was expected to have an impact in informing the 2025 CPI report.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mwetwa has alleged that individuals implicated in corrupt activities are allegedly regrouping and forming alliances aimed at removing President Hakainde Hichilema from office in the forthcoming presidential election.
Even when the corrupt are ganging up, putting money together, forming up alliances, trying to oust him in 2026 general elections, he remains resolved to confront corruption regardless of the price to pay. And we are convinced under his administration that the people of Zambia will give him another chance come August 13, 2026, so that the momentum this far gains in the fight against corruption can be taken to the next level.
Lusaka Pastor John Nundwe, popularly known as John General of Miracle Impact Ministries International, has asked the Lusaka Magistrates Court to acquit him of rape allegations, stating that there is insufficient evidence to warrant him to make a defense. In this matter, Mr. Nundwe, aged 52, pleaded not guilty to one count of rape, contrary to the laws of Zambia. He is alleged to have, on November 22, 2024, in Lusaka, unlawfully had carnal knowledge of a church member. Mr. Nundwe, through his lawyers, Yokonia Daka and Elijah Siatwambo, filed in submissions stating that the prosecution failed to prove that he did have unlawful carnal knowledge of the victim against her will beyond reasonable doubt. He said across all witnesses there was consistent lack of direct observation, an absence of forensic support, and reliance on speculation and gaps in the chain of custody. Magistrate Amy Masoja has set February 20th, 2026 as the date for ruling on a case to answer. Government has announced that procurement of civil works for the construction and rehabilitation of the Serenje Mpika Road under the $270 million World Bank grant is expected to commence in the second quarter of 2026. Speaking during the questions for oral answer session in Parliament, Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Minister Charles Milupi said the solicitation documents for the project have already been prepared by the Road Development Agency and submitted to the World Bank for approval. Mr. Milupi has explained that once the World Bank grants approval, the procurement process for contractors will officially begin. He has further disclosed that in addition to the Serenje Mpika stretch, the project will also include the repair of damaged sections of the Great North Road.
$270 million financing from the World Bank under the Transport Corridor for Economic Resilience, that is what is called the TREFA project, and it plans to use part of the financing to rehabilitate approximately 237 kilometers of the road from Serenge to Mpika, which includes the damaged sections of the Great North Road. The procurement of the civil works is expected to commence within the second quarter of 2026. The solicitation documents have already been prepared by RDA and submitted to the World Bank for approval.
The Water Resources Management Authority, WOMA, has advised communities in Kanchibia, Chinsali and Kasama districts of Muchinga and northern provinces to prepare for possible flooding following rising water levels in major rivers. WOMA Senior Public Relations and Communications Officer Smart Kalaluka said residents in the affected areas must remain alert and take immediate action to protect themselves and their property. He has stated that flooding is expected along the Chambeshi River in Kanchibia district between 14th and 20th February 2026, particularly affecting villages near the Mpika Kasama Road Bridge. Meanwhile, Mr. Kalaluka said the Luhu River in Chinsali district is projected to reach peak flood levels on 11th February 2026, impacting Mbao, Kalelwa, Mweye and surrounding communities near Luhua Mission along the river banks.
In Chinsali district, the Luhu River will reach its peak on 11th February 2026, impacting Mbao, Kalwela, Mweye and surrounding areas near Luwa Mission along the riverbanks. In Kasama district, the Lukulu River will peak on 14th February 2026, affecting Kadialia, South Ande and nearby settlements along the Kasama Luwingu Road Bridge. The Kamwititi River will also peak on the same day, impacting Mumbimfumu, Chokolokoso and surrounding settlements. Residents are hereby urged to safeguard property, stay away from riverbanks and move to higher ground with immediate effect.
Government says the country is on course to achieve 96% population coverage in its efforts to bridge the digital gap this year. Speaking during the signing ceremony of a memorandum of understanding between the Ministry of Technology and Science and INQ Digital Zambia, Ministry Director of Communications and Digital Technologies, Nkula Mwanza, said government remains committed to bridging the digital divide and enhancing financial inclusion across the country. Mr. Mwanza has stated that the MOU for the pilot phase of the National Free Unlimited Wi-Fi Initiative in public places will play a key role in promoting digital inclusion and advancing business growth.
The initiative implemented under the One Zambia Wi-Fi Identity reflects President Hakainde Hichilema's visionary leadership and the commitment to bridging the digital divide. His guidance has ensured that affordable internet is made available and that all Zambians benefit from digital opportunities under his leadership. Zambia has set an ambitious target of achieving 96% population coverage by 2026, as outlined in the National Development Plan. I think obviously we are on course in terms of achieving this national target of 96% coverage.
Meanwhile, INQ Digital Zambia Managing Director Duncan Pai said the MOU reaffirms the company's commitment to expanding internet connectivity.
So we come to this MOU having started in 2024, but also with further commitment to say it's beginning of our journey together with the Minister of Science, Minister of Technology and Science, Smart Zambia, PDU, the nation, to ensure that we democratize connectivity, we commoditize it. It no longer then becomes a talking point to say, can I do this? Because I have connectivity.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Economics Association of Zambia, EAZ, has commended President Hakainde Hichilema and the government for steering the nation towards the significant achievement of single-digit inflation in January 2026. In a statement, EAZ Board of Directors have described the development as a decisive policy victory following several years of elevated inflationary pressures. The association said the milestone